That doggy in the window, the one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggy will have a good home. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale. I read in the papers there are robbers with flashlights that shine in the dark. My love needs a doggy to protect him and scare them away with one bark. I don't want a bunny or a kitty. I don't want a parrot that talks. A bowl of little fishies. He can't take a goldfish for a walk. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy for sale.
Hello, and welcome to Kids Storytime. That opening song was called How Much Is That Doggy in the Window? Tonight we have two stories for you. The first one is called Harry and Rosie Take a Train, and the second story is called Big Sister's Clothes. After the first story, we'll have 10 true or false questions, and we'll give you a little time to think about your answer before we reveal it. Tonight's first story is called Harry and Rosie Take a Train. Let's listen to it now.
Harry and Rosie Take a Train. Hi, everybody. My name is Natasha, and His Royal Highness Prince Bertie the Frog has commanded me to read Harry and Rosie Take a Train. Just recently, I was taking a walk down by the pond when I heard Tim the Tadpole asking Bertie the Frog whether he'd ever been on a royal train, back when he was a prince. "Huh," said Colin the Carp, who is a very grumpy fish.
"Bertie can't even catch a fly. I don't suppose he could catch a train."
I could, huffed Bertie crossly. "But, well, since you mention it, I do know a story about some children who missed a train." And since he caught sight of me, Bertie asked if I could tell all the pond life the story nori of how Harry and Rosie took the train. It was half term, and Harry and Rosie had the week off school. Their mum and dad had booked a holiday cottage for them down in Cornwall, which, in case you don't happen to know, is in the far west of England. It's very nice, with lots of hills and coastline, and there used to be lots of pirates there in the olden days. So Harry and Rosie were really, really excited. Rosie planned to build the biggest sandcastle ever, and Harry thought he might join a pirate ship if he could find one, and had been practicing going swish, swish with his sword just in case. When the day arrived, they all went to the station and waited for the train that would take them to Cornwall. "I really like Cornwall," said Rosie, as the family had a cup of tea and some sandwiches in the cafe. And Harry laughed and laughed. "We're not in Cornwall yet, stupid," he screeched. "This is just Paddington Station." Rosie started to cry. "Being horrid," she screamed. "Not," snapped Harry. "Ah," wailed Rosie.
Now, now, said Dad, looking up from his newspaper. The holiday hasn't even started yet. Let's save the arguments for day two at least.
Quite soon afterwards, the train was ready, and they all settled into their seats, and the train started its long journey towards Cornwall. They played some card games and 20 questions and I Spy, and after a while they were all having a snooze. Harry was just in the middle of a brilliant dream in which he became a ferocious pirate captain with his own ship when he could feel someone tugging on his sleeve.
What is it? He said, opening his eyes.
I'm hungry, said Rosie.
Funny, said Harry. Now you come to mention it, I'm a bit peckish as well.
They looked out of the window and could see the countryside streaming past. Mum and Dad were fast asleep, and they were getting hungrier and hungrier and hungrier. Come on, said Rosie. Let's see if there's a buffet car in this train. Harry looked a bit nervous. He wasn't sure that they should leave Mum and Dad, but they had £4 in pocket money saved up, and he definitely was a bit peckish, and anyway, it'd be quite exciting to explore the train.
Harry and Rosie started to walk along the train. It was very fast and a bit wobbly when they went through the carriages, and they went through one, two, then three different doors. Rosie loved pressing the buttons and making the doors open and close, and Harry had to hurry her along. Eventually they reached the buffet car.
We'd like a snack, please, said Rosie, looking up. We're really hungry.
The buffet lady looked around.
What's that noise? She said.
It's us, said Harry, tugging at her sleeve.
What do you want then? She said, looking down.
A snack, squealed Rosie.
Well, we're closed, said the lady. Until lunchtime. If you come back in an hour, we can give you an executive traveller lunchbox. Until then, nothing.
But we're hungry now, squealed Rosie.
Well, that's just bad luck, said the lady, slamming the door shut. You should have had some more breakfast.
Both Harry and Rosie felt a bit sad. Maybe we'd better go back to Mum and Dad, said Harry.
No, look, said Rosie excitedly. A station!
And sure enough, the train was pulling into a station, and right there in front of them on the platform was a big sign saying, Snack Shop.
I know what we can do, said Rosie. We can hop off the train, buy some chocolate bars, some crisps, some chews and some fizzy lemonade and then get back on board again.
Oh, I don't know, said Harry cautiously. I mean, what if...
Oh, come on, Harry, said Rosie, tugging at his sleeve.
The door was already open, and several people were getting down their suitcases and climbing off the train.
Quick, quick, said Rosie, slipping underneath the suitcase and jumping down onto the platform.
The snack bar was just a few feet away. There were lots of people on the platform, and it was very noisy, but they managed to push their way up to the counter.
I'd like 6 packets of crisps and 8 choco bars and 22 snacks of chewy sweets and some fizzy lemonade, please, and a pink princess magazine, said Rosie.
And I'll have the same, said Harry, except I don't want the stupid magazine.
What flavour crisps? Said the lady behind the counter.
All the flavours you have, said Harry.
The woman started to count out the order, gather everything they had asked for, and putting it into a bag. It seemed like an awful lot of crisps to Harry, but that was okay, because they were his favourite thing.
Shall we get some for Mum and Dad? Said Harry.
Some low-fat organic choco bars for my mum, please, said Rosie.
And another 5 packets of crisps for Dad.
That will be £22.53, said the lady, handing across a big bag of snacks. Harry and Rosie started to count their money.
I've got
£4, said Harry.
And I've got £4, said Rosie. So that makes £9.
£8, stupid, said Harry. He started to search around in his pocket, but could only find half a football sticker and an old boiled sweet. And Rosie searched around in her pockets, but could only find a small toy kitten and a shell she'd collected from the beach.
Well, if you haven't got enough money, you'll just have to buy a bit less stuff, said the lady.
But I want everything, wailed Rosie. I'm really hungry and really starving.
And really stupid as well if you think you can buy all that for £8, said the lady.
Rosie cried and cried.
Come on, Rosie, said Harry. We better put something back.
So Rosie and Harry took out some packets of crisps and some chocobars and some chewy sweets and handed the bag back to the lady.
That will be £12.10, said the lady.
Rosie screamed and stamped her foot.
You're being horrid to me, she screamed.
Just then, Harry heard the whistle blow. He looked around and he could see the doors being slammed shut on the train.
Quick, Rosie, said Harry, tugging at his sister's arm. The train is going to go.
But Rosie was trying to figure out which of the two choco bars she could buy and still bring the total only down to £8.
There's no time, shouted Harry.
He took the bag, gave the money to the lady, and started to run. Rosie ran after him.
But it was too late.
Oh, no, cried Harry.
Oh, no, cried Rosie.
They sat down on a bench.
We'll never see Mum and Dad again, said Harry.
And Rosie started to cry. And cry. And cry. Just then, the station master stopped by.
What's the matter with you children? He said.
Rosie was so upset she couldn't say anything.
We've missed the train and our parents are on it, said Harry. We just hopped off to get some snacks and...
That's very stupid, said the station master.
Can you stop the train? Asked Harry hopefully.
The station master rolled his eyes.
Stop the train? That's a good one, he said. I can't go around stopping trains because a couple of kids want to get back on. I've got a customer satisfaction performance target to meet, young man.
But I'm a customer, said Harry, and I'd be more satisfied if I got back to Mum and Dad.
You're a troublemaker, you are, lad, growled the station master.
Just then, Harry could see the train slowing down and then coming to a halt. Just one last carriage was next to the end of the platform.
Quick, Rosie, run, shouted Harry.
Rosie gave the station master a quick kick in the shins.
You're a horrid man, she squealed.
Then she ran after Harry. Harry grabbed hold of the door and managed to open it. He pulled Rosie up behind him and then they hopped on board. Harry and Rosie walked back down the carriages, and when they got back to Mum and Dad, they were just waking up from their nap. A voice over the loudspeaker on the platform was apologising for the delay due to a railway signal that was not working. That was why the train had stopped. Dad tapped his watch and looked grumpy.
Where have you kids been? Asked Mum.
Just getting some snacks, said Harry casually.
Funny, said Mum. I thought the buffet car wasn't open until lunchtime.
Harry and Rosie didn't say anything. They just shared out the snacks.
I could use a coffee, said Dad, looking at Harry and Rosie. Here's some money. Why don't you kids go off to the buffet car and get me one, and get some biscuits for yourself?
Harry yawned.
Actually, Dad, I'm a bit sleepy, he said.
Me too, said Rosie.
That's odd, said Dad. I've never known those children to turn down a snack before.
And that was the story, Nori, of Harry and Rosie take a train.
Make sure you never get off a train without your Mum and Dad.
I'll be back soon with more story norries. And don't forget, you can find lots more stories at www.storynorrie.com. From me, Natasha. Bye-bye!
Time now for tonight's true or false questions. Have your pen and paper handy to jot down your answers. We have included an answer sheet on the kids' radio page, and you can download to keep track of the questions throughout the week. We'll read the question and give you a little time to think of the answer before we tell it to you. Are you ready? Question number one. Some animals can get sunburned. True or false? And the answer to that was true. Question number two. Elephants can eat with their noses. True or false? And the answer to that was true. Question number three. Another word for canine is dog. True or false? And that's true. And if you were talking about cats, it would be feline. But dogs are canine. Question number four. Wash your hands for 10 seconds to get rid of germs. True or false? And that one is false. You should do it for 20 seconds. Question number five. An octopus has three hearts. True or false? And the answer is true. Question number six. Potato chips are a healthy way to eat potatoes. True or false? And the answer is false. Question number seven. Dried fruits aren't as healthy a choice as fresh fruit. True or false? That's true. Question number eight. The name dinosaur means terrible lizard. True or false? And that answer is true. Question number nine. Mickey Mouse's girlfriend's name is Daisy. True or false? And that is false. We all know Mickey's girlfriend is Minnie. Question number 10. In the movie Free Willy, Willy was the dolphin. True or false? And that one was false. Willy was a whale. And there's your 10 questions. Tonight's second story is called Big Sister's Clothes. Let's take a listen now.
Big Sister's Clothes. Hello, this is Natasha, and I'm dropping by to tell you a story, Nori, about two sisters. A big sister and a little sister. Do you have a sister? If so, I hope you're always nice to her and never quarrel. Anyway, the big sister was called Debbie, and the little sister was called Daisy. Debbie was 7 and Daisy was 4. And most of the time they were great friends. Even when Daisy broke some of Debbie's toys, she didn't mind too much. And most of the time, Daisy didn't mind being the little sister. But just occasionally it made her very cross indeed. And this story is about one of those days. It started out a pretty ordinary sort of day. It was the holidays, and there was no school. So as soon as the two girls got up, they started playing. They played with their dolls in the room. They went down to breakfast and played with their eggy soldiers. and they went out to the garden and played on the swings. And Daisy decided it was shaping up into quite a nice day, because the thing she really liked best of all was playing with her big sister. But then it all started to go very wrong.
"Come on, Debbie," said their mum. "It's time to go to Girl Guides."
"Me come too, me come too," said Daisy, jumping up and down.
"Don't be silly," said Mum. "You have to be 7 to join the Girl Guides." Daisy felt a bit cross about that. Still, it would be fun when Debbie got home. But when Debbie did get home, she didn't have any time to play. She had to work on her school project.
"Can I work on my school project?" asked Daisy. But Mum just laughed.
"Don't be silly," she said. "You don't even go to proper school yet." And Daisy felt a bit cross about that as well. After that, it was time for bed.
"I'll take you up," said Dad, picking Daisy up off the sofa.
"What about Debbie?" said Daisy.
"She can stay up later," said Dad, "because she's the big sister." And that, thought Daisy, is that. Now I'm really cross. Really, really.
"It's not fair," she wailed. "When am I going to be the big sister?"
Dad paused for a second.
"Well, never," he said. "Debbie's always going to be the big sister. And you're always going to be the little sister."
But Daisy was so cross she couldn't even finish the sentence.
"That's just the way it is," said Dad.
"Night, Titch," said Debbie.
And after that, Daisy sat in bed. And she felt so angry. She felt she might explode.
"Never to be the big sister," she thought to herself. "It's just not fair."
She was about to close her eyes when suddenly she saw a fairy at the bottom of her bed.
"Who are you?"
she asked. The fairy skipped across to Daisy's pillow.
"I'm the Age Fairy," she said.
"The Age Fairy?" asked Daisy. "What's that?" And then it dawned on her.
Can you help little sisters who really want to be big sisters?"
The fairy nodded.
"But only if they really want to."
"I really do," said Daisy. "Really, really." And so the fairy skipped into the wardrobe. She waved her wand and then she pointed to a red dress.
"I've turned that into Big Sister's clothes," she said. "Just put on that dress and suddenly you'll be the big sister and Debbie will be the little sister." And then the fairy vanished. And as she closed her eyes and went to sleep, Daisy was wondering what it might be like to be the big sister for a change. She was a bit frightened, but also excited, because big sisters seem to have so much fun. The next morning, Daisy woke up early. She was really excited about being the big sister. So she snuck into the wardrobe and put on the red dress. And suddenly, she was the big sister.
"Oh my gosh," she said. "This is so amazing." She whirled around a little bit. And then she saw that Debbie was waking up. And Debbie was the little sister.
"I want to play with you," said Debbie, holding out her favourite doll. But just now, Daisy wasn't sure she wanted to play with Debbie.
She was enjoying being 7 a bit too much. In a minute, she said.
I want to play with you now, shrieked Debbie.
And then Dad walked into the room, carrying a cup of coffee and a newspaper. And Debbie was crying and crying about how she wanted to play with her big sister and stamping her foot and going bright red in the face.
Well, just play with her for a bit, will you, Daisy? Said Dad.
But Daisy didn't really want to.
But, Dad!
Great, thanks, said Dad, walking out of the room. And so Daisy had to play with her little sister just to cheer her up.
Daisy! Daisy, where are you? Shouted Mum, running into the room.
What? Said a startled Daisy.
You haven't taken the dog out, shouted Mum. She's barking and barking.
So Daisy put on her coat and walked outside with the dog. But the dog was quite strong and was pulling her this way and that, and she was feeling quite cold. So she was relieved when she got inside, because she was really hungry now and needed some hot breakfast.
Sorry, said Debbie when Daisy arrived at the table. I thought you'd gone out, so I ate your eggy soldiers.
Screamed Daisy.
Now don't argue, girls, said Mum.
But she ate my breakfast, shouted Daisy.
Well, she's only small. She can't help it, said Mum. I'll get you some muesli instead.
I don't like muesli, grumped Daisy.
Well, you have to eat it because you're a big girl and you have to eat healthy foods.
I want a chocolate milkshake, said Daisy.
Don't be silly, said Mum. And so Daisy had 2 spoonfuls of muesli, but she really couldn't eat any more than that because it was yucky. And when she had finished, she thought she would go out on the swings to play.
Where are you going, young lady? Said Mum.
To the swings, said Daisy.
Not until you've tidied your room, said Mum.
Done what?
Daisy was shocked and horrified. She'd never tidied her room. Not ever.
Go on, quick, said Mum.
So Daisy trudged upstairs, and on the bedroom floor, Debbie had pulled lots of toys out of their boxes and spread them everywhere. And now Daisy had to pick them all up.
It's so unfair, she said out loud.
Finally, she was finished, and she went back downstairs. Maybe at last she could go out to the garden and play.
What about your project? Said Dad.
My...
But Daisy was speechless.
It has to be finished today, said Dad.
Just a minute, said Daisy firmly.
And she went back upstairs to her bedroom. She went to the wardrobe and she took off the red dress. And she put on a little girl's dress instead, so that suddenly she was the little sister again.
I want to play with you, she said to Debbie when she went back downstairs again.
Oh, I'm busy now, said Debbie.
That's okay, said Daisy sweetly. I'll go and play in the garden by myself. She played by herself for the rest of the morning and decided that being the little sister wasn't so bad after all. And that was the story, Nori, of the big sister's clothes. And Bertie says if you see his pesky little brother, Prince Harry, give him a punch from Bertie. No, now really, Bertie, be nice to your younger brothers and sisters, 'cause one day
They might grow up to be bigger than you.
I'll be back soon with more great stories at storynori.com. So until then, from me, Natasha, bye-bye!
We've come to the end of tonight's show. Thank you for stopping by and spending some time with us. We hope you enjoyed the stories and the true and false questions. We'll be back here again tomorrow night at 6 o'clock with another Kids Storytime show. Check down at the bottom of the Kids Radio page and download the free craft files. And tonight we have an Ernie Humvee to cut out and assemble. Our closing song is called Yankee Doodle Dandy. Good night, everybody. We'll see you here again tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock on Kids Storytime on Kaylee Radio.
Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a pony. Stuck a feather in his hat and called it macaroni. Yankee Doodle, keep it up. Yankee Doodle Dandy. Mind the music and the step and with the girls be handy. Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a pony.